您将要听到的是澳洲广播电台每周播出一课的旅游业英语教程。您可以在我们的网站 radioaustralia.net.au/MAND 的英语讲座网页中下载先前各课的录音以及其他的文字教材。旅游业英语
English for Tourism Lesson 4 Checking in
第四课入住酒店。各位朋友好，欢迎您收听为旅游及服务业人员提供的旅游业英语第四讲，我是澳洲广播电台的节目主持人马建元。第四讲入住酒店。在第三课中，我们学习了如何在前台迎接客人，以及如何说房间的号码。我们还学习了 I'll 和 will 的这类缩略语，有关方位的介词，以及如何礼貌地表达是和不是的意思。在接下来的这一课中，我们要学习诸如 Is that okay? 这样的安排可以吗？这类的短语。当您要确定客人是否满意您的某项建议时，您就可以说 Is that okay? 这样的安排可以吗？另外，我们还要学习有关 there is 和 there are 与 can 可以、能够以及 could 可以、能够的用法。好，在我们学习新的课程之前，首先让我们一起来复习一下入住酒店的第一部分对话。
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, we have a reservation for 3 nights. Mona White. I called last week.
One moment, please, Miss White. Yes, that was for 2 single rooms, wasn't it? I've reserved rooms 402 and 403 for you.
Are they quiet rooms?
Well, they are facing the street, but there's a lovely view.
We'd like quiet rooms, thanks.
Of course. I can put you in rooms 311 and 312. They're at the rear of the hotel.
Mona?
That's much better, thank you.
Mona?
Yes, Dad?
I'd like a view.
Oh. Is there a view?
Not really.
Well, we want our rooms together.
Mona?
Yes, Dad.
I don't mind if our rooms are not together. I'd like a lovely view.
Oh.
I'll see what I can do.
Now, we'll continue to learn the 4th lesson, Hotel.
I can put you both on the same floor.
我可以把你们两人的房间安排在同一楼层。
Room 305 with a view.
305房间带风景
and room 311 at rear
311房间在后楼
Your father will be just opposite you, Miss White
怀特女士，您父亲的房间就在您房间的对面
Is that okay?
这样安排可以吗
Oh yes, that's fine
好啊，没有问题
Thank you
谢谢
My pleasure
不客气
Could you just fill out this form, please?
请您填一下这份表格。
Now, can I help you with anything else?
还有什么可以效劳的吗？请注意利奥是怎样询问客人是否满意客房安排的。
Is that okay?
这样安排可以吗？当我们要询问客人对你的建议是否满意时，我们就可以说 Is that okay? 此外，你还可以说 Is that all right?Is that all right? 或者说 Would that do? Would that do? 请注意听录音并跟着说。
Is that okay? Is that all right? Will that do?
也许有时您会感到在何种情况下该使用 can 或 could 令人疑惑。其实从某种程度上讲，这两个字是可以通用的。基本的原则就是，如果是您主动提出了某项建议，那么就要用 can。例如 ,can I help you? 有什么可以为您效劳的吗？但是当您提出某项请求时，您就要用 could。例如 ,could you just fill out this form, please? 请您填一下这份表格。请听对话并跟着重复。
Could you just fill out this form, please? Could you spell that, please? Can I help you? Can I get you anything else?
请听这段话的录音并跟着重复。利奥的讲话之后会留出时间让您重复他的话。
I can put you both on the same floor. Room 305 with a view. And room 311 at rear. Your father will be just opposite you, Miss White.Is that okay?
Oh, yes, that's fine.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
在服务行业中，为客人排忧解难是我们工作的重要组成部分。从刚才的对话中，您可以听到，耐心的前台接待员利奥已经解决了客人们提出的住房要求。各位听众朋友，您现在收听的是澳洲广播电台为您编播制作的旅游业英语。
Lesson 4 Checking In
第四课，入住酒店，请注意听新的一段对话的生词与表达方式。
Now, can I help you with anything else?
还有什么可以效劳的吗
?Yes, is there an alarm clock in the room?
请问房间里有闹钟吗
?Yes, there is.
有的。
And a kettle and tea?
有电水壶和茶叶吗
?Yes, there are tea making facilities in every room.
有的。每个房间都配备有煮茶的设施。
And is there an iron?
房间里有熨斗吗
?I'll see to it right away.
我现在就帮您查一下。
Now, could I see your credit card, please, Miss White?
怀特女士，请出示您的信用卡。现在让我们来学习 there is 和 there are 的用法。当我们要表达某处有一个物体的时候，我们就要说 there is。例如 ,there is a clock, 那里有一个闹钟。There is 的缩略语是 this,this a clock。那里有一个闹钟。此外，在描述的物体是不可数名词时，我们也要使用 there is。不可数的名词包括了茶叶、水或糖等等。例如 ,there's tea in the room, 房间里备有茶叶。在描述复数的物体时，我们一定要使用 there are, 而且这个表述方法没有缩略语的形式。这一点请您要特别注意。例如 ,there are two guests in the lobby. 酒店大厅里有两位客人。There are tea making facilities in every room. 每个房间都有煮茶的设施。请注意听下面的对话并跟着重复。
There's a kettle in the room. There's a guest in the lobby.There are two guests in the lobby. There are tea-making facilities in every room.
我们再练习一次。 首先您会听到汉语，然后是这句话的英语。铃声之后会有一段间隔，以便您复述这个句子。请注意，您必须自己确定在这个句子前面应该使用 there is 还是 there are， 然后请再对照录音，看看您的答案是否正确，并且跟着录音再次重复一遍这个句子。请不要忘记确定在例句前面使用 this 而不用 there is。 每个房间都有茶杯，
cups in every room。There are cups in every room.
每个房间都有咖啡。
Coffee in every room. There's coffee in every room.
美丽的风景。
A lovely view. There's a lovely view.
604房间有人。
People in room 604. There are people in room 604.
现在让我们一起来听入住酒店新的对话及汉语翻译。
Yes, there are tea making facilities in every room.
每个房间都配备有煮茶的设施。
And is there an iron?
房间里有熨斗吗？
I'll see to it right away.
我现在就帮您查一下。
Now, could I see your credit card, please, Miss White?
怀特女士，请出示您的信用卡。考虑到客人的旅途劳顿，利奥尽其所能的让他们有一种宾至如归的感觉。现在让我们再一起来听听这段对话的后半部分，在利奥的讲话之后会留出时间让您重复他的话。
Now can I help you with anything else?
Yes, is there an alarm clock in the room?
Yes, there is.
And a kettle and tea?
Yes, there are tea making facilities in every room
And is there an iron?
I'll see to it right away. Now, could I see your credit card, please, Miss White?
现在让我们完整的听一遍第三课与第四课的对话。
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, we have a reservation for 3 nights. Mona White, I called last week.
One moment, please, Miss White. Yes, that was for 2 single rooms, wasn't it? I've reserved rooms 402 and 403 for you.
Are they quiet rooms?
Well, they are facing the street, but there's a lovely view.
We'd like quiet rooms, thanks.
Of course.I can put you in rooms 311 and 312. They're at the rear of the hotel.
Mona?
That's much better, thank you.
Mona?
Yes, Dad?
I'd like a view.
Oh. Is there a view?
Not really.
Well, we want our rooms together.
Mona?
Yes, Dad?
I don't mind if our rooms are not together. I'd like a lovely view.
Oh.
I'll see what I can do. I can put you both on the same floor, room 305 with a view, and room 311 at the rear. Your father will be just opposite you, Miss White. Is that okay?
Oh, yes, that's fine.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Could you just fill out this form, please? Now, can I help you with anything else?
Yes, is there an alarm clock in the room?
Yes, there is.
And a kettle and tea?
Yes, there are tea-making facilities in every room.
And is there an iron?
I'll see to it right away. Now, could I see your credit card, please, Miss White?
结束今天的课程之前， 再让我们一起来复习一下这一讲中我们学到的一些句型。
Is there a kettle? And are there cups? Are there cups for tea? Yes, there's a kettle, and there are cups. Is that okay? Okay. Is there a kettle? And are there cups? Are there cups for tea? Yes, there's a kettle, and there are cups. Is that okay? Okay.
旅游业英语是由澳大利亚规模最大的教授专业英语的多元文化成人教育中心编写。好，各位朋友，这一讲的课程就进行到这里。在第五课中，我们要学习如何提出建议。有时间的话，请您不要忘记浏览澳洲广播电台的网页。澳洲广播电台的网址是abc.net.au/ra 维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心的网址是 ames.net.au 我们下次节目时间再会。